Lebanon has all but collapsed, yet the establishment that plunged the country into darkness is seeking re-election. The nearly bankrupt state has been struggling to provide services. On election day, it was no different. And it's this status quo that many are hoping to change.
2022, we decide to change. So I vote for somebody not in the political. Hopefully it will change.
But unseating the political class that has been governing this country for decades is not easy. Anti-establishment coalitions fielded many candidates, the so-called change forces. They are expected to win a few seats, but not to change the political landscape.
I know it's a start for change. It's not the change yet. I hope for the next generation, they will be the change.
That process began in late 2019 when massive crowds protested for months. They were met with violence. Now many are too disillusioned to even try.
The country has been long years the same. Every 4 years there's elections, and we think always we can change, but we didn't change.
Supporters of the former Prime Minister Saad Hariri think so as well. That's why they are boycotting the vote. Hariri headed the Muslim Sunni community's largest bloc in parliament, but left politics earlier this year, blaming it on Iran's influence through its ally Hezbollah over the country.
In 2005, we won a majority across the country, but we couldn't translate those gains into anything tangible. There is a gun pointed at our back. Hezbollah already controls the country.
Hezbollah is an armed pro-Iranian party that, along with its allies, are in the majority in the outgoing parliament. Its opponents, mainly pro-Western and pro-Saudi parties, are hoping to shift the balance of power. It's a traditional political divide that has led to bouts of sectarian violence in the past, and breaking through their grip on power has always been difficult.
Anti-establishment candidates were already at a disadvantage before voting started. They're up against powerful forces, a system that works against them, and they're not united, which means the vote is split and it is much harder to reach the electoral threshold.
Votes are still being counted, but big changes are unlikely. The relatively low turnout is a sign that the election will only give what many have described a corrupt and dysfunctional system a new lease of life. Zana Khuder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.